What up? This is your boy Timmy Two Times. What's going on?
Hey, yo, this is Ray.
Hey, it's Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
What up, Mr. Solly Saul? What do you got for us today, man?
All right, so today we're going to talk about the city of Florida last month paid hackers $600,000 in Bitcoin to get their computer systems back. Hackers apparently locked up their files using a ransomware type attack. Still no word on if the hackers ever provided them with the decryption key.
Yeah, it's a 50-50.
We'll see. Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez tweeted that Trump's 4th of July parade was poorly attended. So guess what people started doing on her Instagram? I'll show you guys. Here we go. Everybody starts sending her pictures of the actual rally, just to let her know, hey, people actually did show up.
You know people were saying that he was using Photoshop from his.
Exactly.
Oh yeah. My God.
Anyways, yeah. Have you guys heard of the AOC challenge?
No.
Oh dear Lord, I can only imagine.
Well, did you hear about the person that mimics her? Stopped doing it because she
girl.
Got yeah because yeah, she yeah, was getting yeah. threatened, dude. Death threats. Little girl was getting threatened.
You're kidding me. Mini
yeah.
AOC.
Yeah, mini AOC.
Yeah, she stopped. Shit was hysterical.
All right. So this challenge. First, you find an empty lot. Make sure it's fenced in, and you stand outside. Bury your face in your hands.
I want to do this.
He says you bury your hands in your hand, right? And then you got to take a peek, make sure the camera's got you. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, we got to do that.
No, I'm serious. People are actually doing
it. No, we're going to do this. The Salty Show. We're going to do the Salty Show.
There is right here behind you.
We got to do one as a Salty Show.
It's great.
That is all right. Great.
That is great. This is the most we've talked about, by the way.
I know. All right. We'll cover all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show. Alright, look who's back.
Oh,
ladies
hi.
And gentlemen.
Hello.
We have a special guest.
Guess who's back? Back in the mother effing house. What?
Welcome back, Ray.
Hey, thank
good to
you.
Have you back. Alright, so Crazy Ray Chronicles.
Alrighty.
What do you got for us?
Let's take it away. So I'm gonna start this one off with Highway Patrol pulled over a hearse in the HOV lane. The driver pointed to the back and asked, he doesn't count?
No, bro, that...
That's great.
Wait, serious.
All right.
The hearse driver tried using a corpse to qualify for the HOV lane.
It counts. Wait,
where is this at?
This is Nevada. This is like outside of Vegas.
Technically, they're carpooling, right?
That counts.
Yeah, so we need to pull up the Nevada state ordinance and figure out does it qualify.
Living, breathing. At the end, it says to drive in the HOV lane, there needs to be more than one living occupant in the vehicle.
Is that actually stated in the law? I want to know.
That's a good question. I should probably look
he
that
could
up.
Probably get away with it if he
but
really
so
wants to.
Mannequins and pets don't count, so they're basically like correlated, like dead body, mannequin, same.
It's them. A person.
So yeah, I mean, if you have like a newborn, you know, a 3-month-old or whatever in the back seat in the car,
living.
Car
if you're pregnant.
Is it that? Well, okay, there you go. I'll take it even further. What if you're pregnant? Mm-hmm. Is that considered two people?
Whoa, there you go.
Being with child is no.
What
if you...
Because it's about people in the car.
What about multiple personality?
What if there's a dead person?
Multiple personality disorder. That's a real thing.
Oh, I can drive in the HOV lane all the time.
Different people.
Civil. So
Saul's going to go to his doctor and get us the thing saying he's got multiple personalities. Rachel's going to get pregnant. And... Tim's going to drive Rocco around with him, and I guess I'll have to find a toddler.
Oh, that I thought sounds, we were talking about finding bad. A dead body. I thought for sure it was going to be Tim's going to have a dead body in the trunk.
A dead body or a dead body?
Dead.
A dead body. Okay, it sounded like you said Ted.
I said dead.
You said Ted.
Whatever. Well, you're going to have a dead body named Ted in the back.
Okay,
anyways.
Yeah, it could be both.
Totally.
Stop. Villain Ted.
Yeah, exactly.
Most excellent. Strange things are afoot at the Circle K. So it was also a Chrysler minivan, so it wasn't like it wasn't a straight up like hearse. It was like a Chrysler minivan that they had turned into a hearse.
Ooh, yeah, cheap bastards.
Yeah,
that's kind of common now, I think, right?
Put them on a roof rack.
But do you think if they had known that it was like a straight up hearse, if they would have still pulled it over?
Oh, that's a good question.
You think they would have let it go just like
if it was a hearse,
just like a limo, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah, because you can't really even see in the back of a limo, so you have no idea how many people are back there.
You're right,
it could be zero, it could be 20.
It's
how they know,
mystery. So the next one that I have is there is a app that you can use called Deep Nude.
Wait, deep what?
Deep nude. I actually heard about this. So this is the one where you can actually, like, it AI fakes naked images of women. So, like, you put a picture of a woman, and then it'll undress them.
Hold, please.
I wonder how accurate it is, though. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I kept trying to find examples, and I couldn't find it.
Can you take a picture of yourself and see if it's accurate?
No, I don't want to do that.
Tim will validate. Tim is volunteering.
Oh, what you have to do is you have to take a picture of yourself and then convert your gender via, is it SnapHat? Is that the one that does that?
Yes.
And then upload it, and basically you're watching yourself.
No, all right, that's
okay, but
really,
you know,
weird.
Okay, it's getting sick in here.
There's
different types of body parts. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
How does it know what yours look like? It doesn't.
I know it only works for women, well, so it doesn't work for dudes right now.
It's not going to guess your the size.
No, it only does like women. All right,
Rachel, I think we're going to have to just test this just for the podcast. So.
Well, supposedly it's shut down right now. No, get out of here.
They shut it down?
It's not like I can't find pictures of you.
So the creator killed the app that uses AI to make images. He said the world is not yet ready for.
No, it's not. Hold on, this is true.
Have you tried it though, Nelson?
No.
I'm about to. Here's the deal. Have you seen? No. There's a video of Joe Rogan, and it's where it's what is it called?
But it's this Joe Rogan Experience.
No. It's an app that actually changes. It looks as if he's the one who's talking. And his voice also sounds like it's him.
That's
so
weird.
You can hear.
So you talk into it and it comes back as him talking to you.
No. They've taken all his samples of all his audio of his voice, and they're able. So you put a sentence.
Oh, you type it in.
I'm assuming that they type it in, but they make a sentence, and it's like with Joe Rogan's voice.
Dude, that was like almost a kind of like that episode of that thing, that movie, that show, Black Mirror episode 3.
Yes, exactly.
It was kind of like that, but it was her own thoughts, but they took all these different samples and put it together, and that's how she was speaking.
They projected her.
Shit, man. So,
well, you know, you figure it's real. Eventually that technology will come around. We won't have movie stars anymore because they're just going to create these.
Exactly.
Just
there's somebody right now. There's a fake person out there. I think I don't know if it's a Facebook or an Instagram account that has like so many thousands of followers, and it's AI. It's not even a real person.
Oh yeah.
It was generated.
Let me tell you. Just imagine how much
model.
I think AI is great.
Just
for certain things, but when you start emulating people, dude. It's boring. It's like, my name is.
Well, they're
you know what I mean?
There's
you want to have a conversation with a robot or a person? Emotion over programmed
context,
emotion.
Though, you know what I mean?
I'm talking in a movie, right? You give it a script and it does it for you. Just imagine how much money Disney could have saved on the Avengers not paying all those actors to do that. Because most of it's computer generated anyways.
No, wait, hold on, Tim. Think about this, right? Okay, so. Right now, there is a real epidemic on people who are lonely in the world. This is true. No, I'm serious.
I know.
And do you remember the movie Castaway?
Yeah.
He built a friendship with a volleyball.
A broken volleyball.
What?
A friendship.
No. A friendship.
Ooh. There was a hole in it, too. And
he was like really like broken.
Rachel, you had to take it there, didn't you?
A broke back volleyball.
We all were thinking when we watched
he lost Wilson and he was like, but this is true.
I know.
This happens to people, right? Okay, so think about the worst punishment that you can do to a person is put him in isolation, right?
Solitary confinement.
Now, there are people out there in the world who don't have friends, who need this type of thing. Now, imagine this artificial thing that comes out now and offers people that, and it looks like a human, it talks like a human.
Again, that's exactly what that episode of Black Mirror was showing. That girl was straight up talking to her like a friend and asking her, what kind of passion
I
went in.
Normally, we look at it from the negative standpoint, but that's one of the positive things that could happen is that now you don't have as many lonely people who are committing suicide. Now they can build a friendship. Do you remember the movie Her? Did you guys watch the movie Her?
Who?
No.
But I know
with Joaquin Phoenix.
Her?
Oh, you guys, it's called Her. He falls in love with his operating system, basically. Think of it like that. So it wake him up and whatever. And then they started having conversations with him. It was really advanced AI. He falls in love with this thing and he builds a relationship with it. And so the operating system builds a relationship with him back. But then something happens. And guess what? What happens, right? So we're limited to our time, right? We cannot be on all the time. So she was getting bored with him. And so she starts building relationships with 100 other men out there and other people. And then he finds out and he gets all jealous. It's actually a pretty good movie. You got to watch this.
Let me tell you something. You go back before all this technology. Technology has enabled a lot of things. But now people are using it as a crutch. I'm lonely. I need AI to talk to. No. Grow a personality. Get off your phone. Get off your keyboard. Stop living in this fake world and just go talk to somebody. You know what I mean? People aren't that bad. You can go to a coffee shop, talk to somebody. Hey, how's it going? And get over your social quirks. Go see a shrink. You stop relying on this bullshit. I'm sorry. Be a person. Use your brain. You know what I mean? Don't rely on this technology. Tim, there are some people
out there who are just disconnected from all that.
And go to a home.
They're never
go to
going
a home.
To.
Go to a mental institution because there's something wrong with you.
Stop.
No, I'm sorry.
You gotta have some compassion for some people who cannot make connection with an actual human being. There are people out there like this. Look, I understand what you're saying, but these people are never gonna go out and look for help. And this is an opportunity where technology can help and it can offer a good thing. Now, you say, hold on, Tim. You knock technology, but here you are. You're drinking something that was built from that was made from technology. You think those people actually sat down and crushed those beans that made that
they
coffee?
Used to.
Well, they don't do it anymore.
All right, but
there's technology that's helping people. It's helping people progress. Why not from an emotional and a psychological perspective? Why can't technology help there?
This doesn't help nobody emotionally.
Look, I'm with you.
I'm not saying I need to drink coffee to have a
society
friend.
That over depends on AI scares me. I'm with you. But in moderation, it can do some good.
This country does nothing in moderation. People just consume.
It's all about
consumption.
People in general do this.
Right. But they just consume. But you give them something like this where like, oh, I don't got to talk to people. Be like Jeremy. Oh, I hate people. Oh, you hate people. This
Anyways,
one,
Rachel,
I hate people.
We sidetracked your...
We took over your...
No, but that's what this is about. I mean, come on.
I'm with you. In general, I do... I have a distrust towards technology and AI and the way that it's heading, but it could offer some positives to some people.
Dude, the blackout of 2003 on the whole East Coast was the best thing that ever happened. All technology, right. Everything
Tim,
went off, and
then,
people
then
became
why
people
don't
again.
You get off the grid?
Huh?
Then if you were this opposed to technology, why don't you get off the grid?
I wish I could. I got to make money right now.
Really?
That's my
on
plan.
Facebook, on Instagram, on Snapchat? Yeah.
Well,
really?
We have a show, right? So
okay,
I got to post on Instagram.
Bullshit, because you were doing that even before the show. So stop.
I make money on it. I can do without it. If it went away, I could do 100% without it.
You're stuck on your point, and nobody's gonna move you out of there.
No, I can get rid of it. I can get rid of all.
I'm just saying. Just think about it from that perspective. There could be some positives in this. And that's all I'm trying to get at. It's not.
But it's targeting disease people.
Wait. Want to know what one of the positives are?
What?
They faked porn videos with Gal Gadot and Scarlett Johansson in it.
Wow. There you go. You know he's going to go home and search for it, right?
He is.
All right, so Tim just changed
his
mind.
Let's see how mean it is.
He's like, well, now that you put it that way.
I don't need any of that because I can remember things.
Oh, there we go. We're going to get there.
I can remember things, so I'm not.
Okay, whatever, asshole.
Yeah, that's later.
I don't have a black eye when I close my eyes.
That's a low blow. No pun intended.
All righty, so my last one.
What happened?
Is an Oklahoma woman's own security camera allegedly captures her firebombing her neighbor's home.
Oh, wow.
What the heck?
So, it looks like she's throwing like a massive Molotov cocktail, right?
Molotov cocktail.
Did it catch on fire?
A Molotov?
I don't know. It looks like she probably could have, but supposedly in it.
A Molotov cocktail?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Molotov?
Yeah.
An Oklahoma woman has been charged with second-degree arson after allegedly firebombing her neighbor's home in an incident that appeared to be captured by her own security camera. Security footage allegedly shows her firing gunshots into neighboring home before firebombing the property, according to social media.
Wait. She shot into the neighbor's house and then firebombed it?
And then firebombed it.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, they were not friends.
Apparently, they left their trash cans out after the city came and cleaned
them up. Exactly. I don't know what started it, but I guess a lot of the other neighbors were like, no, yeah, they definitely didn't get along.
Got a Hatfield McCoy thing going on over there.
So Annie Dunham, which was the woman pictured in the video, consented to the examination of her own security footage, which is not the smartest thing
in
the planet.
Did she even know she had them?
Well, it's like perfectly like in the vision of her doing it.
She's
which
an
is
idiot.
The most messed up part. Like it's...
Yeah, if you're going to do... No.
See, this is where technology, too much technology, you know, back to my point originally, well, too much technology, now you get caught doing a crime because...
Right.
Well, you're stupid people stupid. Did crimes back before technology.
Yeah, but they didn't get caught like this. Like, she's self-incriminated.
Hates their neighbor so much that they're just like... I'm going to bomb them. Like, let's set their house on fire. I'm done with them.
Some people...
It's going to set your own house on fire. Like, what if it doesn't get caught soon enough?
So think about it. If somebody has a really annoying dog or the annoying people there, and they've told them numerous times, people do some crazy stuff now. Maybe they have a Trump sign.
I'm looking at that picture of her throwing that thing. She almost caught herself on
fire. Yeah, it looks like looks
yeah,
like
it looks like her shirt was like about to be set on fire.
She that thing was about to fall out. All right, let me put it up there for you guys to see. Look at her.
Yeah, it's, holy cow. Wait, so
she was going to blow.
Is that door open? Wow. Did she throw it into the house?
Yeah, she threw it into the house.
Through the open door.
Yes.
Please tell me she got arrested for.
Well, yeah, she's getting charged with second degree arson and then also like firing gunshots on the property or something like that.
ATF, man. ATF should come after her ass.
Holy cow. Where was this? Yeah. What city is this?
This is Oklahoma.
So wait. So it's funny because the cops come in and it's like, she didn't think. Let me delete this.
Or like, you can see her shooting it in the video. She literally like just goes over the open door, shoots, and then she turns around like looks.
There's mental issues here.
Yeah, maybe she needs AI for a friend. You know what I mean? Maybe
exactly.
Somebody who would have helped. That would have benefited. She's out of control.
Let's go burn the house down together.
This is next level. No, it's just her. Like, it would be one thing if it was like, no, there's somebody else there. Oh, there she goes shooting again. Plap.
Jesus.
Threw a hole in the fence.
What is wrong with people? What is fundamentally wrong with people?
Oh, God. Like,
life ain't this bad, guys.
Oh, my God.
Life ain't this bad.
Well,
if you have a problem with your neighbor, call the cops if there's something bad.
Or
just don't talk to him at all. maybe she got upset because, you know, they live that close together that maybe she had a, you know, maybe that neighbor's getting some and she's not. You know, look at her. She don't look like she's getting any.
Wow, you're putting this in the appearance. That's problematic.
So many assumptions. So she probably gets it on the daily. Probably gets it more than you. This is what makes her so confident about it. She's like, I'm not going to get caught. I get dick all day.
I get dick all day.
How did we get on that?
Her AI friend. Her AI said, please go burn the house down.
Okay. Oh, right. Man.
Jesus.
If you do, turn off your camera.
Is that all you had?
That's all I got.
Oh, shit. All right. Thanks, Ray, for that.
You're welcome.
Those chronicles. That's pretty good.
Thanks for the drinks, guys.
Yeah.
Cheers.
All right, Jeremy, I know you wanted to talk about the city of Florida. Yeah, by the way, Tim, another Florida story.
Yeah, so
it's amazing how much shit comes out of Florida.
Right. But her stuff came out of like Oklahoma. And where would your stories come from today?
Oklahoma, Nevada, and
so
we got a little variety in the
middle of the country, sort of east and west coast. Yeah. Anyways, I want to talk about Riviera Beach. So apparently, a few weeks back, they... were struck by a ransomware hijack.
All right. So, Tim, can you explain what ransomware is for the fans who don't know?
So, basically, ransomware, from my understanding, it's basically a virus or a worm, whatever you want to call it, right? It's a piece of malware that when you click on it, it takes over your entire machine, encrypts everything, and it gives you a message that says, hey, if you want your stuff to be
your file is locked.
Yeah, everything is completely locked, right? And... you get an email or whatever, you get a thing on the thing that says, hey, you need to pay X amount of dollars in Bitcoin and we'll give you the code to decrypt it.
Right.
So basically it leaves it renders you like...
It shuts your computer down.
Right. Useless. You can't do anything. Yeah.
Useless. Right.
So your files are gone. But they're encrypted.
Right. It's all encrypted.
Right. They're basically... they're still there. They're just unusable by you without the key that the other person has. So the whole... So apparently this is a small city in Florida, Riviera Beach. The city council agreed to pay the 65 Bitcoin ransom that they were asking for. So the 65 Bitcoin averages out to about $592,000. So right around $600,000.
Wow. $12,000 is equivalent to one Bitcoin.
So, okay. When
I just looked this up on Saturday.
12 grand. You say 12 grand or 1,200?
12 grand.
12 grand.
One full Bitcoin is 12.
Right. And so basically, when the... I believe it, the article doesn't specify here, but I think I read in a different article that basically someone at the city got the email. They clicked on the attachment. It basically went out through the city's network, mm-hmm. affected all of the machines on the network, and then they were basically ransomed. Right. So they basically they've agreed to pay it. During the outages, it affected their direct deposits. So their pay, the entire city paycheck system was down. They were writing checks. They were writing hand citations because the computers for the police weren't working. Oh, the fire department was down.
You know, this is what's interesting about this whole thing, that it's a microcosm of what could happen.
At a
large scale, sure. If something like this were to happen.
Right. Just by one email. By one dumb clicking on a link and going, oh, I got an email from Amazon for a package being delivered, but my Amazon account's not linked to my work account, but I clicked it anyway.
Or you have a new Tinder match.
Right. Just as a pseudo PSA, these messages come as anything.
You know how malware just crosses things, it's going to be good. Oh, you got a new Tumble match.
Tumble.
It's a crossing. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, that seems legit. Let me click on this.
Like, I got a Tumblr account.
Somebody
I got a Tumblr.
Somebody wants me?
And what's messed up is somebody would click it because there's Tumblr. You can have a Tumblr account.
So for a pseudo PSA, right, these are out there. There's you know, every day this is happening. So you need to be careful. Don't just open up your message, you know, your email and start clicking on things because this thing is out here. Unless you got a computer that you don't care about.
This also brings up the point of this city's just lack of security, man.
It's an email, man. It can come through when things come through.
So it's a phishing email?
Yeah. I mean, click this link, and I mean, we go through this at work all the time. Yeah, yeah. That's why every company is using, you know, they have these applications that will send out, you know, do a campaign for phishing. Mm-hmm. But we also get real phishing attempts, everywhere around the world, right? So we're fortunate that we actually have enterprise level tools that catch a lot, but a lot of things still go through. People don't know that our old boss, our old CEO. She was one of the most highly fished person in the company.
Everywhere.
But
yeah, it's on all the documents.
Yeah. But our tools caught a lot of it, but there was well over 400 or 500 attempts when we turned on the piece of software. Like we turned a trial on and boom, we saw numbers and we were just like, whoa, like we got, you know, so there are tools that catch it, but there's no way you're going to ever fully stop, you know, security threats, right? Because the minute something gets patched or whatnot, somebody's ready on to the next thing, right? So security is very it's like reactive, not proactive, because they don't know what the next thing is, right? Yeah, they're not sitting there looking for...
Which is another example for AI. Mm-hmm. They're trying to use AI to figure that stuff out ahead of time. They're going to check your message as it comes in and go, wait a minute, what is that going to do? Okay, that's fine. What's that going to do? Oh, wait, no, that's a bad thing. Delete that. You know, so they're working. Yeah. They're using AI to kind of counter that.
But they're also using AI to beat the AI. You know what I mean? So it's basically like, it's
cyber warfare.
Well, yeah, but that's why they have like Red Hat, Red Team, Blue Team, or whatever it's called.
So to me, it does present the way that the world is going to approach this shit, because, like you said, it's cyber warfare, but at the same time, there is some what is that called? Where you is it social engineering?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Social engineering.
Okay. So for example,
explain it first. Okay.
So for example, we're so used to you have a delivery package or whatever. So we're kind of engineering ourselves to like my Amazon is here. You know. So mm-hmm. you're used to that stuff, and so these guys who are out, or these, I'm assuming they're organized criminals,
yes,
who do this. They know these patterns that people have, right? And so they'll send you a message that says, hey, your eBay package just arrived, or your Amazon package just arrived, and then you click on that email. Now, so we are in a certain extent engineered to react to certain things, and we're like, oh yeah, boom, click.
Condition, trained, whatever.
Condition, exactly.
Yep.
But okay, so Have you guys gotten those calls? Like, so I know I used to get like, I still do, and now I ignore them. Anything that I don't have on my phone,
it goes right to voicemail.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, sometimes occasionally I'm like, oh, that's a number that I think I recognize, or you know, and I answer it, and it's somebody's like, oh, you know, obviously he's from some other part of the world, telling me, hey, my name is John, and I'm like, really, John?
Really, John? John? Really, John?
This is John. And you know, and then they start trying to talk to you, and I'm like, I gotta go. Boom, hang up. You know.
So I do a lot of times is when somebody calls me or sends me an email, like you know, like those perfect emails, like, hey, send me $1,000 and I'll make you a millionaire, right? Oh, I'm a Saudi prince or whatever it's called. I always email them back. I'm like, great, send me your bank account information first, and then I'll send you the money. I'm not clicking on a link. Right. Or I'll just, you know, like, oh, yeah, this is great. I know this is a scam. Yeah,
you want to play with them. I just don't have time. Just
once in a blue. I got to be bored on the toilet bowl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll answer my phone. You know, you get the random number, right? You don't recognize it. It's not in your phone, and I'll answer it. Either I won't say anything. You click answer, and you just sit there and listen. And after a while, they're like, hello?
You breathe heavy. You breathe heavy into the phone like
you know. Or if they say, I guess the one I get a lot of the, we're calling about your car's warranty. Do you guys get a lot of those?
I get home. I get texts every day on both my phones about, we want to buy your house.
Oh, yeah, that's big too.
Holy
cow. Well, one time I answered my phone and a tongue came out of it. Oh, just kidding. It was like Freddy Krueger.
Nobody knows
his context.
You're dumb.
I would get that looked at.
So
you got the context.
It was the bird.
Freddy Krueger. We need an update on Freddy Krueger.
So back to ransomware real quick. So I got a story about it. So one of my really close friends, you know, he was doing some work and a customer wound up getting ransomware, and it took down pretty much one of his whole, you know, like. It rendered his business, you know, his customer's business useless, right? And they were going to – and it's a pretty big company, right? So they all were going to pay – they wanted 400 Bitcoin, million dollars. They were going to pay it. They were going to pay it because the aspect of the business was very – you know, you have to, right? Things are at stake, you know.
Yeah, you're dead if you don't.
Right. I mean, literally dead. So they were getting ready to pay for it, and all these people were freaking out and everything. And he's like, oh, let me take a quick look at it, right? So he wound up taking
I'll do it for $2 million.
No. So he wound up, he took an image of the machine forensically and was able to look at him. And then he's thinking, he's like, he's using all these tools. And he's like, shit, let me look at memory. Let me see if this thing writes to memory when it reboots your machine.
Ooh.
And I'm not going to give away the rest, but he was able to reverse the entire thing based on how ransomware works. Mm-hmm. When we're offline, I'll tell you the rest of the story.
Well, so anyway, speaking
of
that.
That's pretty cool.
And I told him, I said, they should be giving you $4.8 million.
Mm-hmm. At least 10%.
You know what he got? A little smack on the ass and said, attaboy.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
Not even a hand job.
Okay.
So anyways, back to the.
Why do you say?
Anyway.
I don't know.
Why are you so opposed to
it? I'm not opposed. I'm saying it's disgusting that he didn't. Yeah.
He got robbed, basically.
He got robbed.
It's a highway robbery.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Go ahead. What were you saying?
So basically, the city hired a temporary IT manager, and basically they figured it would have cost them $1 million to completely
rebuild
everything and fix everything. And so it's
worth it.
They're paying half.
Yeah.
Basically half of that.
But you know what? That's a gamble. Because to this day, I looked it up. I didn't see if they had gotten the...
Right, just because you send them the Bitcoin doesn't mean you're going to get your decryption key.
Yeah. Usually,
which would make sense because if you're in that business and if you don't pay, then people are going to stop paying you immediately. Yeah. So you have to cough up those codes if they do that.
Honor amongst thieves, right?
Honor amongst thieves.
We're in the wrong business. Your business plan is not going to work very well if you don't. And so basically they were talking, the article also talks about a similar ransom for Baltimore's computer systems on May 7th, they demanded $67,000 in ransom Bitcoin, and they figured the city figured the cost to be about $18.2 million to repair the.
Hold on. Say that last line again. How many Bitcoin? Because it's really weird when you say
it says $67,000
in Bitcoin. So it says dollars.
Yeah, in Bitcoin. So
worth of Bitcoin.
Right. So you got to, when you do that math.
That's like six Bitcoin, according to you.
No. So 6,000, 67,000 US dollars in Bitcoin.
In Bitcoin, so, which would be like six Bitcoin.
More. You have to reverse it. Yeah, it was 12. You have to reverse it. The news always,
here's the deal. The math is.
Okay, it was whatever. More than the 18. Yeah.
No. They only wanted $67,000, according to this. And they estimate that it would cost them $18.2 million to recover completely from it.
Yeah, they're not yet. That number is more than 67,000. They got their facts wrong. They know Bitcoin's got to be close to at least 100,000 or more to be worth it for going after people. You know,
Tim, do you have any Bitcoin?
No. I was gonna get into it when it's funny. I was having a conversation with my boss. We were having drinks, and I was like. He was trading Bitcoin. I was like, nah, man, I can't do it. And this thing was like not even – I think it was just at 3,000, 4,000. He's like, dude, it's going up.
Wow.
Nah. Dude, right after I said that thing shot up to $20,000 and, right. You know.
So we had a couple debates on it because you are – well, you used to be. I don't know if you're still there. You used to be really opposed to that type of currency.
It's too volatile. Way too volatile. Like that.
Let me ask you this. So now, right now, what do you think the future of currency is? Do you think the fiat monetary system that we have right now, do you think that's sustainable? Do you think that can continue? Or do you think something like a because Facebook right now has just invested in
and they got Visa, they got a lot of the banks my thing is
what I'm saying is that there's something here in this in cryptocurrency, right? There's something
It's not trackable. It's not traceable.
Right, because it offers a lot of benefits. Sorry, right?
You can trace it, but if you do it right, you can triple encrypt it in your transactions.
So if you're talking about right now, but let's think 100 years from now. What do you think currency looks like 100 years from now? If we continue these advancements, not taking into account the zombie apocalypse and all that stuff, what do you think?
So you ever see that movie with... Justin Timberlake, where it
a time,
yeah, where they you know,
what is that called?
I think it's called really? Time.
Oh, is it called time?
I think something like that, right? But basically, I think that's what it's going to be. I think it's going to be everyone's going to have it, you know, something tattooed on them, and that's how you're going to be the bank, right? So that currency, when you work, you get your wages however you want it, it just sits in a virtual bank, it's going to be virtual currency. It will be.
Well, we're basically using virtual currency now. With the card, when you get your paycheck, it goes straight into the bank. You write your online bills.
Right, but none of that. But that stuff's going to go away. I personally think it's just going to be you go up, boop. It's all going to be connected.
Mm-hmm. What?
I don't think Bitcoin will ever go away because of the dark web. Realistically, you buy drugs, you buy anything illegal through there.
Well, here's the deal,
and it's the only real.
If there is an EMP that is set out worldwide somehow. That turns off all forms of technology.
You're fucked.
Now, that could still apply today, though, because think about it.
Nope.
No. Stop, Tim. Because right now you don't have cash. Right now you don't have gold with you. Right now, if the same shit happens today, that's the same thing that happens to your shit.
Right.
But you can't use that credit card anymore.
No,
you
that's what I was going to say. Card. I was going to say gold. Gold.
Yeah, but you don't have gold with you. How inefficient is it? How inconvenient is it to have bars of gold in your bedroom? Like that's you know what I mean. So nobody that form of system. No, because when I hear people criticize, what are you doing?
I don't know. He's looking like he has bars of gold in his bedroom right now.
I think he does.
He's looking suspect.
Hey guys, tie him up. Let's hog tie him up.
Hold.
We're gonna go to his house. He does not have bars of gold. He's an idiot. Stop. You don't have it. So I'm telling you. And if this were to happen, you think you're gonna be able to walk into your if it's in your bank? You think you're gonna be able to walk into your bank and just go in and get it out? No, they're gonna shut that shit down. And okay,
who says it would be in a bank?
It's gonna be like the depression. Okay. Like exactly. Everybody's money were in the
bank. So you ever see that movie Revolution where the EMP hit and it turned out all the lights?
Okay,
that's basically what it would be. You will have to rely on bartering and having weapons. So stockpiling up on guns and ammo. No, seriously, because that's power. Because that was the premise of the show. It knocked out all technology and it basically reversed them back to the Stone Age. And the people that couldn't, you know, and they wound up having different.
Yeah, but how long would it take to rebuild that? I mean, just if you have a thing that fries out all of your electronics, how hard is it to make more of that?
What about the grid? What about if you fry it? This thing took out all power. It fried the grid, dude.
But seriously, you don't think you could have the infrastructure back up and running within 3 or 4 months?
Yeah, because people know how to do it.
So hold on. What year was this? About 20, 30 years ago. There's a solar flare that hit the northeastern part of the United States and took out a lot of shit out there. And this is before we were so depending on the internet. No, I'm serious. Uh-huh. This happened.
Yeah.
Now, right now, where is the financial hub of the United States? Where is
New York?
New York. That's what I'm saying. So if this were to happen again in that part, in that region where what I want to get at is this, is I get what you're saying, Jeremy, that no matter if we're on cryptocurrency, no matter if we're on our current system, right, because none of us have bars of gold in our closet except Tim. We're gonna hard time, by the way. Okay, but what I'm trying to get at is, even if that doesn't happen, let's say that were not to happen, I think there's a lot of barriers still in place that are going to prevent cryptocurrency from being mainstream. And I think one of those things is the Federal Reserve, is this fiat currency system that we have today, this monetary system that we have today, that will prevent this because they have access to government that can prevent that. They can say, well, this is illegal. We're not going to deal with this, because this is what cryptocurrency opens the door to, right? Cryptocurrency opens the door to a lot of illegal activity that governments cannot track. They cannot do anything.
But right. But I do believe, I did read somewhere, that the government has been looking into creating, you know how we have U.S. dollars, mm-hmm. a U.S. cryptocurrency that, you know, it's backed by, you know.
Backed by what?
They were looking into it. They were looking into it. I read an article that said the U.S. government was looking at converting U.S. money into U.S. cryptocurrency, right? Because that's the new way. But now it's even more trackable. No, that's the problem.
But then here's the deal. Exactly.
So now you're having, you know.
So again, right now when people place the name of the U.S. behind it, there's trust in it. But that's because right now the U.S. in general has been a force for good, right? But eventually it could become corrupt. And now, do we want governments to have that kind of power? And I say no.
I say no too, but people like drooling on themselves and be like, the government gives me everything.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
they'll be the first to go.
The government would never do that to us. Yeah. Bullshit.
You know how many debates I've had with people and they're like, and I say, dude, especially the Second Amendment, right?
The Second
Amendment is not there so that I can defend myself against my neighbor, somebody who's against me for me to go hunting. The Second Amendment is there so that we can defend ourselves against a tyrannical government. That's why it's there. And when I tell this to some people, you know what they're like? Oh, really? You have that mentality that the United States is like, we're the freest country. Like, in what mind does it happen? And like, and to me, those people who talk like that, you're not being eternally vigilant. You have to be vigilant.
They don't understand history. We just celebrated 4th of July because they wanted everybody. It was over taxes and give up your guns. No, I'm not giving up my guns. This is my protection against you. England said, we will want everything and we want more money from you.
I don't trust a government or the U.S. government to come up with their own version of cryptocurrency. I don't think. Now, does that mean I trust Facebook?
Oh, no.
Even worse. God,
yeah.
Especially the way that they're heading. Because imagine right now that social media, the way that it's acting, controls this type of currency.
Yeah.
And they don't like you. Yeah. And they don't like your politics. And they can say, close the account.
Yep.
And now you can't trade. You can't do anything. You can't buy. You can't. So they essentially locked you out. So this is why I like decentralized. We have to decentralize it. We have to, you know what I'm saying? And that's why Bitcoin, this type of cryptocurrency, works best.
But it's been hacked.
Because it's not owned by anybody.
So it's not, technically might not be owned by anybody, but there's people that run the exchange. Look up the article, because we were talking about this a couple months ago. one of the main directors of the Bitcoin exchange was actually kidnapped and held for ransom. And he has all the keys to all to decrypt Bitcoin. That's the problem. People are susceptible to now taking it for themselves, or if you get held ransom, shit, okay, here's the keys. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. My life or some people's money. My life is not worth you know, losing, but that's the problem with digital, right? It's hackable. People can do certain things. Mm-hmm. And then you get somebody else that, oh, I got my Bitcoin, but I triple encrypted it and did this. Right. And then they injected ransomware in it. And you're just like, what just happened to my life?
Right.
Right. Because you can't. Yeah. You can't trust it.
Well, you can't necessarily trust. I've gotten calls from my credit card company saying, yeah. Hey, you know, we show that you bought, you know, $3,000 worth of trees in Oregon.
No, I'm in Arizona. Yeah.
Right. And so I basically said no. So I you would log on to my account and there's like three transactions from nurseries in Oregon or someplace. Oh, wow. And it was like $1,500 there, $1,900 there, $2,000 there. And I'm just like, yeah. They're like, did you buy any of that? I go, no, I'm in Arizona. I'm not buying trees in Oregon. So, I mean, it's available all over the place. You know, you can... Lots of ways to take other people's money.
So how do you feel about Bitcoin, Rachel?
Me?
Because I know you're the libertarian and anarchist.
I mean, I'm totally pro it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's always going to do well, mostly just based on the fact that people can literally just buy drugs online through it. And I think that's its main source of why it's become so big. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of it just has to do with, what was it, the...
Ransomware?
No, the trading. Like,
the exchange?
What it was called. Yeah, like it was like the black market or something. Like, I can't remember what they used to call it.
Dark web?
In the dark web, there used to be a website where you could literally just like buy drugs like Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
What was it called? Oh, basically, they keep on reemerging as like the same thing with a different name.
Right.
And I think forever, Bitcoin's basically going to be the same deal. Like, even if one gets shut down, then another one's just going to reemerge with the same thought.
So, 2-hour delivery, too.
The reason why Bitcoin as a form of currency is good doesn't necessarily apply too much to the U.S. today. Why? Because we have, in essence, a government that is relatively a good government that promotes peace. But there are parts of the world that have tyrannical governments that control people by this. They control the amount of money that they can make. Now, Bitcoin takes away that control from governments and gives it back to the people. So in areas of the world where where governments are able to control this, it's a good thing because people still have purchasing power. And all they need is access to a phone.
Right. Or access the thing that governments fear Bitcoin is, I don't have to claim it because I can have my Bitcoin sitting in an offshore account that nobody knows about. So when you're doing, you know, if you're in the dark web doing things like that, then it's not trackable. It's not traceable. Mm-hmm. Right. So all that money I'm making, or if I'm saying, hey, I'm going to do work for you. But you got to pay me in Bitcoin and go through this site and it's all encrypted through VPNs and everything. Mm-hmm. The government can't – I can make $20 million and not claim any of it, right? And based on the exchange rate. So that becomes a big problem. Now, what's interesting, there's other means, industries that are using Bitcoin openly. Mm-hmm. Porn. So a lot of webcam people are starting to use Bitcoin to be paid because the person on the other end doesn't want it tracked, right? And it's like, I've been watching that Euphoria movie show on HBO, and I looked it up, and I've always known it's been somewhat real. But again, she started doing webcam, and she's underage, but she wants to make money because she started reading the articles. Mm-hmm. Somebody posted a video of her getting banged, right? She's a thick girl, whatnot, and she was and everything people were writing, and then she started put a mask on, started dancing, and people were like, oh fuck, I really want to have a one on one with you. And this dude was like, I'll pay you a Bitcoin for one on one, $500 to start. And then basically, he said, every time I mess up, I'm fining myself $100 in Bitcoin, you know. And I'm just like, what the hell, dude? She was making crazy money off one person. Some lonely dude won the.
Well,
but Bitcoin, you know, and again, and then she got it done by.
He bought the Bitcoin when it was, you know, yeah. $3 a pop.
But again, we all know, once porn starts, you know, once this stuff hits.
Yeah. This is a nasty truth that nobody wants to admit, but porn has driven a lot of the technology advancements.
Sure.
Yeah.
The VCR, the internet,
the DVD. The way that I envision this happening, honestly, I think it'll be a hybrid.
Yeah.
But the way that it's going to be the hybrid is, yes, like I think Rachel said, was in the black market, right, is where people are going to use it. But then I also think that if the United States keeps going in the path that it's going to, where we're devaluing our own currency, right, because we can't get our national debt under control and other factors that may play into this, if we don't get that under control, I see it happening where other forms of other governments won't trust the dollar, and they'll trust the Bitcoin above the dollar. And then so then you'll have countries making negotiations with cryptocurrency. If it's going to be Bitcoin, maybe, I don't know, but it's going to be some type of cryptocurrency that governments will make transactions with each other, because they don't trust each other's currency. They trust. And they don't trust a dollar, because right now, if China makes a deal with Russia today, guess what currency they're using? The dollar, because the dollar trusts it. And this is another thing, and I think I've mentioned it, but I don't know if you know this, Jeremy. So what was that? When ISIS was taking over areas in the Middle East, and they were recruiting people, guess what currency they used to pay them?
A dollar.
The American dollar.
Think about Saddam Hussein. He was found in a hole in the middle of the desert with millions in cash.
This shows you the power of the dollar, that the people who hated this country were using this country's currency.
Isn't that why they hate us, though?
To recruit. But what I'm saying is that I think eventually it will be a hybrid type of economy, world economy, where governments will trade with cryptocurrency, and the dollar may lose.
But now think about this. Now, if governments can manipulate this really quick, because they can buy a boatload and drive the price up and then crash it. So now, if you're doing a deal with China, right, because it's a lot harder to do that with the dollar and physical currency, because it's actually backed by certain things. Even though we say, in God we trust, we have gold. Even though they say it's not backed by gold anymore, they took away that we had. Everybody's backed by something. But
I know what you said, but Bitcoin isn't the only cryptocurrency. Again, there's a lot of forms.
What I'm saying
is, like, look, why is Facebook coming up to where they're on? So this is why a decentralized monetary system is going to be the future, because you're only thinking about Bitcoin. So here comes the US government and they buy all Bitcoin. There's other forms of cryptocurrency. Now, think about before the Federal Reserve was established, every state had their own type of currency. You guys know this, right?
Yeah.
Federal Reserve hasn't been around for a long time relative to the age of the country. So when Illinois was going to make deals with Ohio or with other states, they had to exchange. There was an exchange rate, right? Because these states had their own monetary system. And so what I'm trying to get at is that right now we have a centralized monetary system, which is the Federal Reserve, which the United States has used, and it has played its benefits. But I think that's going to run its course. And I think something else will take its place. And I think it's decentralized.
I don't think decentralized system. Because you can bankrupt the world real quick, because you're putting all the power into.
How did all these states function for a long time with a decentralized monetary system?
We were never interconnected like we are now. Those things, right. There was 13 states. Then in turn, you know, and then it grew and then it grew. But it was a different mentality back then. I'm telling you, as much as we all think, I highly doubt it. It will cause you
have a trust in the dollar that is surprisingly optimistic, and even though I'm very patriotic, man. You know me and that. I'm all about, but I don't think the U.S. dollar will in. I'm talking about 100 years from now. I think we will see, especially the way that technology is going. There's going
to
be some.
I hope I'm not alive to see the collapse of the world with all this cryptocurrency, because that's how people are going to get bankrupt.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think we exhausted this conversation. Sorry.
I think so.
We bored some people.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to go home and take a nap.
Wake up.
Sorry. I was researching Dogecoin.
Oh, wow.
Dogecoin?
Is that another? Yeah. It's Elon Musk's. Yeah. He's like super into it.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to just like make fun of Bitcoin, but it actually just raised like 40% in cost.
I mean, and that's off dumb shit right there, right? And then it's going to go down, and then people, it's too volatile. 40% on something that isn't backed by nothing, it means nothing. That's
so is the dollar.
It's based also on.
The dollar is not backed by anything, man. That's fiat currency. We are in a fiat currency type system today. The dollar is not backed by gold. It isn't.
No.
Are you trying to tell me that our money is based on a small car from France?
I think it's Italy.
Oh, Italy, right? Yeah. Same thing, whatever.
I think it's, isn't it F-I-E-T? F-I-A-T?
Fiat, F-I-A-T?
Yeah, I think that's the car. I think Fiat, isn't Fiat F-I-E-T?
F-I-A-T.
That's the car. Okay, all right.
Who knows?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're going to leave it there.
Yeah, okay.
We've exhausted this conversation. Thank you all for joining us. Find us on the social medias. We're gonna start posting, right, Tim?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you all next time.
Oh, shit, AOC, man.
Oh, my God.
No, we gave a little bit, but
we're doing the challenge.
We're going to do the challenge. Yeah. All we're right, going
to
do the challenge.
We do need to do it.
Rachel does it every day. She's always like, oh, I'm not here.
That should be our next Instagram post.
She's like, oh, I got to do work again. She's like,
shut up.
And then she's like.
All right.
Yeah, that's exactly how I take all pictures.
Okay. Oh, all right. Goodbye.
We're out, folks.
See ya.
Adios.
See ya.
Peace.
See ya.